Now the Gemara says, Iboilu, I have a question like this. Iolu marsha yerdu. Her means all the psulim of the Mishnah, let's say by the Eva, they put it on top of the Mizbeach. So marsha yerdu, do you have to take it down or not? So the Gemara says, Rabbam Rabbi says, Imolu yerdu. Yes, he paskins all the psulim of the Mishnah, Ashkita don bedorim, Lekabod don bedorim, or Belailom. The locher is, if it's put up on top of the Mizbeach, Enechnam, even by the Eva, it's yerdu, it comes down. It has no makuduchas akrova. So the Chacham, according to this, we have to understand that what does the Mishnah say is still has nista milu then. Because we were saying the whole time the reason why it has nista milu is because of imolu would be lo yerdu. But Ralsunsi, but Rab holds known all the psulim of the Mishnah, imolu the loch would be is yerdu. Rab Yosef from Rab Yosef says no, imolu lo yerdu, if it goes up on the Mizbeach, so maisa then but the other is lo yerdu. According to Yosef, it would be good, very good, what we learned before in the dinner the Mishnah. That's why there'll be a Nisa Milo, because Lamaisim Olu would be Lo Yerdu. So, more stuff like this. Ali, but Reb Yehuda, Lo Tiboloch. According to Reb Yehuda, there's no Shailom, the Kuliyam, Lo Pligid, the Imolu Yerdu. Everybody would agree. According to Reb Yehuda, Shitom, and Echnam, if it would be Imolu, even with the Yevad, put on top of the Mizbech, then it would be Yerdu, you have to bring it down. Rashi says it means I'll leave it to Reb Yehuda, to Yom Osim, it says over there, Perikam Mizbech Mekadesh, that Zoi Siyo Oilo. So we dash in, so we Eilu Miyutim, there are three Miyutim, that teach us Prat Leshenish Pardomoi, there are three types of Psulim that even by the Yevad, if it's put on top of the Mizbeach, the Din is Yerdu. He learns the cases, left to Nish Pardomoi, he made a good Shchita, and a good Kabbalah, and then the Dam got spilled out, he can't make this Riko. Whereas for Shalona, the meat that has a Psulim, it's run over Shiyotz, the meat that went out. So in these cases, Shemalu Yerdu. So according to Yudhi Shchita, even those Psulim, even though the Shchita of the Avodah was done well, since you have a Psul on the Bosom, the Din is Imolu Yerdu, is Kuliyam Le Pliga the Hani Nami Imolu Yerdu. Shchita, the Psulim are now Mishnah, there's a Psul in the Shchita, there's a Psul in the Avodah and the Kabbalah, Shchita, the Balailog, Shchita, the Din will be Imolu Yerdu. According to Yudhi, will be Shchita. Keep Pligi, where's the Machlech between Rab and Rabbi Yosef? Keep Pligi, Alibu to Rabbi Shimon. The Yag according to Rabbi Shimon Shchita. Rashi says, Alibu to Rabbi Shimon, the Pligi led Rabbi Yehuda. There in Zvochim, he argues on Rabbi Yehuda Shchita. Yami says like this, Zois Terra Sayolo Reba, Yetoira Achas Bechol Oilim Shemolo Yerd. We have known the Reba that all these Psulim Bakaydish, once it's put on top of the Zbeyah, the Dini is the Molo, Lo Yerd, you don't have to bring it down. So Marachol Machlokes says, according to Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Yosef holds, Rabbi Shimon, yes, that even the Psulim of Al Mishnah, since the Psulim Bakoidish, it's a Psul that happened to the Korban itself, it has Kedusha, therefore the Din is B'diyevet Imolu, the Din would be Lo Yerdu. So according to Rabbi Yosef, it's good Al Mishnah. But Rabbi Omolach, Rabbi will tell you, no, Ad Kamloi Kam Rabbi Shimon. When does Rabbi Shimon say over there that the Locher is the Psulim they'll put on the Mizbeach? Once the meat was put there, we don't take it down, you can burn it there. Ela Benisnin Lamatish Nosin Lamalo. Only in the case over there, his case there, where you made the Zerika, that certain Zerikas are supposed to be done on the top part of the Mizbeach for certain Kabonis. Certain Kabonis, the Zerikas are supposed to be on the bottom part of the Mizbeach. So in case you made the Zerika on the wrong part of the Mizbeach, even though that Korban is possible, still there he holds the Yevah, the Bosser of that Korban, if it's put up on the Mizbeach, it's Lo Yerdu. Or else, or the other way, by Benistun Lamalo, the Zam is supposed to be Lamalo, was put Lamatish, not Lamato. Uloilim though, all those cases we're talking about, the Shochta and the Kimmeldav and the Tzofen, only because the Shchit and the Kabbalah Saddam, the Avodah Saddam, was done in the right place. That's when later this week was done in the wrong place, still it's okay. Avulhochev, and now mission over here, Kivon the Shochta and Vedorim, since you made the Shchit in the wrong place, is maybe considered Kemand the Chantin and Dom, it's considered like you made a Chanikam, like Stam you killed the animal. Therefore, the Din would be Imolu, would be Yerdu. That's what Rabbi holds. That the Psulim of Al Mishnah, since the Mamash Ika Psul in the Shchita and the Kabbalah, therefore it's like the Vodah was not done to the Karbim. Therefore it does not have a Kedusha Sakrov at all, and therefore even B'dievah, this meat was put on the Mizbeach, then would be Yerdu. You have to bring it down. So now the Gemara asks, Tanan learnt in Al Mishnah, Kodshe Kedoshim, you have a Karbin Eilu, Karbin Chatas, Karbin Oshim, Sheshoch Ton Bedorim, that they made the Shchit on the wrong side of the Mizbeach, on the Durham side, the south side of the Mizbeach, instead of the Tzofen side. So says the Mishnah Moilim Ben, that still somebody has Anor, a Shavuot Prut is worth of Anor, from the Korban, from the meat, you're over in Yisamilo. It's still called Kochi Hashem. So where it says, Bishleim of the Rabbi Yosef, is very good according to Rabbi Yosef, Pshat Nicha. That he holds in the Tzulim of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shimon Shita, that the din would be a Molu, it would be Lo Yerdu. So since B'diyevet, if it's put on the Mizbeach, it has a Kedushas HaKrovim, so I said, that's why the Yisamilo is still here. It's very good. But Elul, the Rabbi, according to Rabbi Kasha, according to Rabbi Shred the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yosef, the Tzulim of our Mishnah, the din would be him olu, even if the evidence was put on top of the Mizbeach. The meat should be taken down, it cannot be burnt at all, so it has no Kedushas HaKarov at all. And so the question is then, my Merlin Ben, so why are you over the Yisamilo? Rabbi Kasha, like, why, with the Kasha, why are you over the Yisamilo? A Mila Zoni and Kochi Hashem means a Korban assignment to be brought down the Mizbeach, or at least be the evidence of Molu Layerdum. For the old it's Yerdu, look, why is there over the, why is there a Yisamilo? The Kedushas HaKarov is broken completely. So where is the Zaynachnam? The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yosef, according to Rabbi, my Merlin, you know what the Mishnah means to say that you're over Nisamila, my Merlin means to be Midi Rabbanin. You're only over Nisam Midi Rabbanin. But Zaynachnam, Midi Raisa, the fact that there's no Yisamila. Because Midi Raisa, since there's no Kedushas HaKarov, but the Mila is Poka, it's only Midi Rabbanin since it had it before, Midi Rabbanin still also. So Morris says, if so, Ma'iko, what's Tamakasha now? Ma'iko, what's the difference between the Raisa and the Rabbanim? What will be a difference between the Mila that you're over Nisra the Raisa, you're only over Nisra Rabbanim? So Morris says like this, to your Raisa Mishalmim Chemish, that Midi Raisa, if you're over Nisra Mila, then you have to bring a Korban Oshem and pay back the care and the amount of money that you were Nana from, and also you have to pay back a fifth of it, a fifth of the money. But the Rabbanim, you know, when you're only over Nisra Mila, the Rabbanim, the way Rabbis will Lamshar now Mishnah, Loi, you don't have to pay, you do not have to pay back the Chaimish. So Rashi speaks out and tells us, the Gemara could have said a bigger Kiddush. The Gemara could have said, by Milo the Rabbanim, there's no carbon. But by Milo the Raisa, you're over, you have to bring a carbon Oshem. But by Milo the Rabbanim, there's no carbon. So Tayyip speaks out more or less, that's good for the Gemara to say, that the reason why by Milo the Rabbanim, you do not have to bring a Chaimish, is because the Din Chaimish is totally in the carbon. When you have to bring a carbon, then you have to bring a chaymish also an extra fifth. So since by Mule the Rabbanim there's no chiv to bring a carbon, that's why there's no chaymish. It's not the Gemara means to say that by Mule, if you only over an Yisra Mule with the Rabbanim, then you don't have to pay back a chaymish, and who adin, you do not have to bring a carbon oshem. Mashenkim, when you over an Yisra Mule with the Raisa, then you have both, then you have a chiv to bring a carbon and the carbon and the chaymish. Now the Gemara's question, Omiyukah Mila Midirabbanan, is there any such attack in Israel? Where do we find that Midirabbanan that made an Isamila? Like if Midirais is no Isamila, why should the Rabbanan go ahead and make an Isamila? So first, in yes, we have such a story like that. The Yama Ulu says, Om Rabbi Yechon, Om Rabbi Yechonan, that Kodeshim Shemesu, you have a regular Korban, that died by itself without a Shechita. The Locher is Yotsu Midai Mila Devatera, that Midirais is no more Isamila. Since it's not fit for Akrover anymore, not even a Molu will be Yerdum, so there's no more Kedushas Akrover at all, therefore the Yisamila goes off Midiraisa. That's his Loshin. Alma, what do we see from his Loshin? That Midiraisa lo Yisloin. That Midiraisa, there's no more Yisamila on it. But Mashma clearly, Midirabbanan though Yispoin, but Midirabbanan though there is an Yisamila on it. If so, Achinam, Ipshanam, Mishnu also could be, according to Rabbo, that Midirabbanan, that there is an Yisamila, Midirabbanan, it could be. Now the Gemara says, Leima, let's say, Tanina Lahodi Ulo, Om Rabbi Yechanan. Maybe, let's say, I'll bring your proof in a Mishnah like, to the din of Ulo, Om Rabbi Yechanan. Rashi is the Lamathis of an Al Mishnah, also we could hear this Kiddush. That, Nia Lamir, don't we say, Kotchik Adosh Otto Bedorian, Kamanachan King Nadomi, that we Kotchim him Shemei, so it's on your Mailam Ben. And we said before, what's that Rover Yisamila? That means Midirabbanan, according to Rabba. So where Rabbi learns, according to Kasha now, what do we have to have Ulus Halacha for? That's Pshat now Mishnah. According to Rabbi, our Mishnah is saying that by these Kodshim, Sheshacht and Bedorim, it's Mamash Kamandach and Kinandomi, and even though there's no Yisamila Midiraisa, but Midirabbanan though it's also. So what do I need Ulu for? Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Samara says no. Afa Gad the Taninan, even though we learned our Mishnah, still Itzrach the Ulu. Still we need Ulus Chiddush. Because otherwise, I would have thought to say, Ho ho, loy bedilim in hoin. It's very good on our Mishnah. And since Lamaise it was a carbon, and you made a shechita on it, even though you made the shechita the wrong place, so even though Midiraisa, the Yisamila goes off it, but Lamaise people do not stay away from it. The loy bedilim in hoin. Therefore, it makes sense to me, the Rabbanan, that we want you to stay away from it, not to have an off from it. The Rashi says, the Yafagash Shishino, but neither he did it in the wrong place. The Kamaka and the Kashras initially made a good Shechita. People won't stay away from it. Therefore, the Rabbanan is over in Islamila. But over here, by Kachim Shemesu, Avo Kachim Shemesu. Stama Korban dies, it's in the Vela. Hurla Bedilim, and all people stay away from it, because Mamet's also by Noah. Since it died, he can't be poided with ain't poided in Kachim Lachil Maklovim. So my sits in the Vela, there's no Hanor from it at all. So the Vela is like me, as people stay away from it anyway. So I would have thought to say, Hoyel, if anyway. O Bedilim, and all, Aim, I would have thought to say, Afilu Milim and Rabbanon Loi, there's no, nothing over this Milim and Rabbanon. Here's commercial that's the Chiddush he has of Ula. That's why we talk and eat Ula's Chiddush more than the Mishnah. And from the Mishnah alone, I would not know Ula's Chiddush. I would not know to say, even the case of Kachim Shemesu, even though it's Mias, and people stay away from it anyway, I would not know that the Rabbanan made a Nisimila over there. Now the Gemara says, no, Nesu Namatinin, even the case of Kachim Shemesu also we learn the Mishnah. So Zulakash and Ula, what does Ula have to teach us for? There's a Mishnah for this Chiddush also. What do we learn? Learn Hanena Minachatis. If somebody has a nor from a korban chatis, kishi chaya when it's alive, loy mol. Not over the istamila. At sheifkam until your mamash make a pegam. Who kishi mesa, but after the chatis is mesa, then the klal is, kivin shenena kol shumol. As soon as you have a nor, any little bit of it, you're chayiv. So Rashi says, this is Allah talking about over here, at chatis balmum. If you have a chatis, it's a balmum. It says when it's still alive, you're not over in Yisrael until you make a pegam. It means till you ruin it. Shirashi says it means that sheyechsa mimeno, till you ruin something from it. The kiva and the kedusha of domini, now that it's a balmum, it only has kedusha's domim on it, because you could be poiter it now. Therefore, lemol on the kedusha's domim, there's no Yisrael, at sheyechsa mimeno, till you take away its value. Kegoin, shatolosh minatzem, you have to pull off some of its hair, some of its wool. Or shecharish bo, you work with it and make it weaker. The chiv of the balas mum, since it's a bal mum, we're talking about now a chatas that became a bal mum, it's oimit for the mer to be poidrit, and therefore Rashi says, kol oimit l'domim, ein moilim bo at sheyechsim l'domim, so you take away its value. Abo, but kol saw something that's not oimit l'domim, who going a koi shol zov, has which is a goof on it. As long as you nana bo, yeshava pruta, even though you were not chosid, did not take away its value, still you're over the yisamila. That's the difference. If it has kedushas domim, you're only over the istamila if you take away from its domim, from its value. But if it has a kedushas aguf on it, then you're over the istamila as long as you have anor worth a sheva pruta. So therefore, when this chatas dies, so my son now it's not oimut to be poidur anymore. It's not oimut the domim anymore. So if you're the locher is a kashimais, so when the chatas dies, keep it shem as long as you have anor from it. Kolshu, any small amount, means a sheva pruta is worth of it, you're over in istamila. So who you see here, even Kachim Shemesu, still there is an Issa Mila. Samura says,